Ruling an Empire. When Augustus came to power, Roman control had already spread far beyond Italy. Under Augustus and the emperors who followed him, Rome gained even more territory. The Roman Empire stretched from Britain to Egypt. Rome controlled all the lands around the Mediterranean. With pride, Romans called the Mediterranean Mare Nostrum, or Our Sea. The Power of Augustus. Augustus was an intelligent ruler. When he was struggling for power, he often ignored the Senate and its laws. But after he won control, he changed his manner. He showed great respect for the Senate and was careful to avoid acting like a king. He did not want to suffer the same fate as Julius Caesar. Augustus often said that he wanted to share power with the Senate. He even said that he wanted to restore the Republic. What really happened was quite different. Romans were so grateful for Rome's peace and prosperity that they gave Augustus as much power as he wanted. Governing conquered peoples. The Romans took some slaves after a conquest, but most of the conquered people remained free. To govern, the Romans divided their empire into provinces. Each province, or area of the empire, had a Roman governor supported by an army. Often, the Romans built a city in a new province to serve as its capital. Wisely, the Romans did not usually force their way of life on conquered peoples. They allowed these people to follow their own religions. Local rulers ran the daily affairs of government. As long as there was peace, Roman governors did not interfere in conquered people's lives. Rather, they kept watch over them. Rome wanted peaceful provinces that would supply the empire with the raw materials it needed. Rome also wanted the conquered people to buy Roman goods and to pay taxes. Many of the conquered people adopted Roman ways. Many learned to speak Latin, the language of the Romans, and worshipped Roman gods. The Five Good Emperors. Augustus died in AD 14. For 82 years after his death, Roman history was a story of good, bad, and terrible emperors. Two of the worst were Caligula and Nero. Both may have been insane. Caligula proclaimed himself a god and was a cruel, unfair ruler. Nero murdered his half-brother, his mother, and his wife. In fact, Caligula and Nero were so despised that Romans later tried to forget them by removing mention of their reigns from official records. In AD 96, Rome entered what is called the Age of the Five Good Emperors. Only the last of these emperors had a son. Each of the others adopted the best young man he could find to be the next emperor. Perhaps the greatest of the five good emperors was Hadrian. He worked hard to build a good government. His laws protected women, children, and slaves. He issued a code of laws so that all laws were the same throughout the empire. Hadrian reorganized the army so that soldiers were allowed to defend their home provinces. This gave them a greater sense of responsibility. Hadrian traveled throughout his empire, commissioning many buildings and other structures. He even traveled to the British Isles, where he commissioned a great wall to be built, parts of which still stand today. Hadrian also encouraged learning. The last of the good emperors, Marcus Aurelius, chose his son Commodus to follow him. Commodus was a terrible leader who ruled with great brutality. His reign ended the age of peace and prosperity that Rome had enjoyed under its five previous emperors. The Empire in Decline. During the reign of Commodus, things started going badly for the Roman Empire. In Chapter 9, you will learn how bad government, economic problems, and foreign invaders all help contribute to the fall of the Roman Empire. Reading check. Why was Hadrian considered one of the five good emperors?